So I still remember about a year and a half ago or so, I went into my doctor's office for a routine physical, and I really liked my doctor a lot. And I filled out the form honestly when, you know, they ask for the medical history, they ask if you're using any type of medicine or supplements or drugs or plant medicine or whatever. I filled it out honestly. I said that I am microdosing psilocybin. And her reaction was, well, I'm going to explain in just a second. I'm Dr. Dave. This is Microdose U. Welcome all Nakama.
You're listening to Microdose U Radio on the world's famous KMDU FM Salt Lake City.
Watch this. Hey there, welcome back. I am Dr. Dave. This is Microdose U, and welcome to all Nakama. And if you're new to me, you probably don't know this yet, but Nakama is a Japanese word meaning tribe. Bunch of people that are all kind of have a common interest. We fit together. We are looking out for each other, and we're like a family and a tribe and more. And that's why I call you Nakama these days. So welcome. I appreciate you being here. I want to get right into this story. So yeah, when I'm going to the doctor, I'm always honest. I don't try to hide anything, because the more information your doctor has, the more accurate your treatment is going to be and diagnoses and things like that. So when I filled out my intake form, and I had seen this doctor before, she's my regular doctor, but this time it was a little while after I had started microdosing. And you know the form, and it says, do you use marijuana, do you use any psychedelics, do you use, you know, those. I'm very honest about that. And yes, I use cannabis, and I do microdose magic mushrooms, psilocybin. And when she saw my answers on the form, she had a very serious look on her face, and she was speaking to me. She said, Dave, you know, you should not be using psilocybin, and you should not be using cannabis either. And I said, well, doctor, tell me why. Tell me the reason why I should not be using magic mushrooms. And by the way, doctor, I'm only microdosing them, generally microdosing them. And her answer was a little bit weird. It was a little bit crazy. She said, well, because they're psychedelics. And my response back to her was, yes, that's very true, but tell me why I should not be using them. And she didn't really have a good answer other than they could become a gateway drug to other using other things. And at that point, she is a wonderful doctor, and she knows a lot about medicine, and she knows a lot about the heart and, you know, all the stuff that doctors need to know about. She's really good. However, I will say she's not very well informed about microdosing magic mushrooms. So I was very clear with her, and I told her why I'm doing it and how it's helped me, like, change my life so far. And I told her I'm going to continue doing it. So, you know, I hope you're okay with that, because I'm going to be doing it anyway. And she pretty much said, okay, well, just be careful. Those were her words. So I mean, if I would have listened to her, if I would have just been like a regular patient that can't think for himself or herself, and if I would have just said, okay, you're right, I'm not going to use them because they're psychedelics, then I don't really know where I'd be right now. I'd probably be back with conventional therapy, like talk therapy for mental health issues, and probably be on some type of pharmaceutical like Lexapro. And that's like the last thing I want to be doing. I've proven already over 3 years that microdosing psychedelics, in particular magic mushrooms, have totally changed my life for the better. I mean, I cannot even imagine things being better right now than they are, but they probably will get better, I hope, because the timeline has been going like that. Like, ever since I started about 3 years ago, the graph has just been going up, up, up without any downs at all. Now, I did tell you, and I did this three-part series. If you haven't heard this yet, go back and listen to it, please. It's a very short time ago, my 3 years of microdosing, and I broke them down into three separate episodes, 3 different years. And the first year, we worked on, or I should say the mushrooms worked on my mental health issues. The second year, more spirituality, kindness, understanding the universe, and you know, things like that. And the third year was my physical health. You know, anything that was ailing me, anything, pain, aches or pains or blood pressure, anything like that, sleep, you know, it all goes together. And it's been just a godsend. It's been unbelievable for the 3 years. And I'm just hoping and believing that it's going to continue to get better and better. We are human beings. Life is unpredictable. And I do realize that things can happen that are unexpected. And there's no guarantee in life for anybody. No matter what, there's no guarantee. So I'm not going to be here on this podcast saying to you, I'm going to live to 105 years old and everything's going to be perfect and I'm never going to be sick and never have any kind of issues. No, we don't know. All I can tell you, though, is that over the past 3 years of microdosing magic mushrooms, things have been progressively getting better and better and better, and actually without any end in sight. I want to go back to the doctor thing, because I want to be clear on this. I love doctors. I respect doctors. I am a doctor. I'm a retired dentist. So yeah, I'm in and was in the medical profession, and we should be respected. However, when somebody starts to believe that doctors know everything and you have to listen to the doctor, and if they don't, and if they tell you something, you have to do that, that's when we can get into trouble. Doctors don't know everything. I think, especially these days with the internet and all of the information that we're privy to, we need to be our own stewards and our kind of our own, quote, in air quotes, doctors, because, you know, if we're not doctors, we're not doctors. But we can still learn and we can still understand things that maybe 20 years ago was more difficult just because the information wasn't as readily available. But if I have a question about heart disease or a question about blood sugar or anything, I can just go on YouTube now. And I'm not talking about just listening to some wacko, somebody in their basement who doesn't know anything, talking about this and conspiracy things and stuff like that. I'm talking about getting opinions and getting information from very well-respected, knowledgeable people from all over the world. So we've got so much information at our fingertips these days. Why not use it? And why not open our minds and realize that doctors are not the only people that know everything? And I say that tongue-in-cheek because they don't know everything. I don't know everything. I'm a doctor. I admit I don't know even close to everything. However, I do know where to get information from. It's really interesting. I have a friend who was recently diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea, and he was given a CPAP, like pretty much most people with obstructive sleep apnea get, and pretty much said, okay, go use it and hope for the best. And my friend was giving me some of his statistics that kind of you can read off of the machine. And I said, this is not good enough. You know, you need to do better than this, because the amount of episodes you're having per night where you stop breathing are not good. And I suggested that he go on a forum that I was very active on when I first got my CPAP. And that's how I really figured out this whole answer to sleep apnea and how to tweak my CPAP and really get it working right. And so I've got basically almost no episodes per night. And when I say episode, I mean episode is when you stop breathing for a 10-second period or more. And, you know, people with sleep apnea can have, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60 episodes per hour. And that's really, really dangerous. So I suggested that he go on this forum that I learned a tremendous amount from. And there's some extremely knowledgeable people on this forum. Now, are they doctors? No, I think most of them are not. But they're people that have dedicated years and years and years to studying the graphs and the stats that come off of a CPAP machine. And it's quite intense and quite detailed for sure. And a lot of these people taught me a tremendous amount. And I didn't question their credentials. I listened and I kind of looked at my own graphs and charts and started figuring things out on my own as well. So when I suggested to my friend that he should really check out this forum, and I think these people can really help him out, his first answer to me was, well, these are not doctors. I can't learn anything from them. I'm going to trust my respiratory therapist because she's the one that gave this to me and she must know everything. And although I understand his point of view, that thinking to me is really dangerous. Because what I have found out in the world of obstructive sleep apnea, or actually any type of sleep apnea, whether it's obstructive or central or any type of sleep apnea, that the doctors that are prescribing these CPAP machines and even the therapists, the respiratory therapist and the ENT docs and the pulmonologists, as brilliant as they may be, and I'm not doubting that, they don't necessarily know everything, or sometimes they don't even know a lot about sleep apnea. I found this out firsthand. So I took the bull by the horn and I tried to learn as much as I possibly could. And granted, yeah, a lot of it was through these forums that I used to hang out on the internet and talk to a lot of really knowledgeable people that were not necessarily MDs, but people that really studied this stuff and understood it arguably more than most physicians would. But my friend's answer to me is, no, I'm not going to do that. These people, what do these people know? They don't have credentials. I'm just going to believe what my respiratory therapist says. And the only thing I can say to him, you know, okay, maybe you'll be fine. I hope you're going to be all right. But that's not what I would do. And I just left it at that. You know, if somebody's not ready to learn, you don't want to put pressure on them and talk them into things because they're just not ready. They don't understand yet. I used to follow this woman that sounds kind of bad. I didn't really follow her, but I was friendly with this woman when I was back in Maryland, who was kind of like a quasi well-known person in Maryland in the nutrition and vegan community, and she and I'm no longer vegan these days, but back then I was vegan for quite a number of years, and I really did I used to believe in that. I'm not so much into being a vegan these days because I think you do lose a lot of nutrition so when you're only limiting yourself to eating only plants. But that's a different story for a different time. That's not that important. But what I was going to say to you is this so-called expert and somebody that a lot of people followed was, in my mind, crazy. I mean, every time I would tell her like what I'm eating, she would always pick it apart and tell me that, no, you can't eat that. And you can't eat that. And when you start to hang around people that are like, quote, like gurus and cult leaders, that type of a person. When you hang around somebody like that and everything that you do is wrong and you have to do something 100% their way, that's another problem. Because if you start following somebody and they're just leading you and they're telling you what to do, and if you don't do it their way, you might as well not even be hanging with them. That's also very dangerous because there's not one person that knows everything. And I mean, you can't do every single thing somebody's way unless you want to be brainwashed in their cult. And if you want to do that, that's okay, but that's very, very, very dangerous. I mean, there's some people like that in the psilocybin community. And unless you're doing something exactly the way they say, they pretty much say, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. And that kind of thinking is extremely dangerous. So what I want you to do is just take a step back and think about what you're doing and think about what you're learning. Immerse yourself in as much knowledge as you can. I don't expect you to listen to me and do every single thing that I say, because again, I would become your cult leader and that would be dangerous. However, I'm not really a cult leader because I'm not the type of person that says to you, you better do it my way or it's not going to work. You've never heard me say that and you never will. There are many ways to do things, and my way is not the only way. But what I can tell you is that the way I've been using psilocybin and magic mushrooms and microdosing for over the past 3 years has absolutely worked wonders for me. And I don't see any reason why it wouldn't work for you. Now, yeah, there are other ways to do it. Some people say, well, the only way to make this work is to do a macrodose, a large dose, a heroic dose. I totally disagree with that. And one of the reasons I disagree with it is because I've proven myself that that's not true. There are other ways to do it. And I also have met a lot of people that have macrodosed a lot. And guess what? They're not fixed. I can absolutely guarantee you, I know them. I know them personally. And they've got some pretty big issues. That doesn't mean that macrodosing doesn't work. It doesn't mean that that's not the right way to go to help your mental health issues. It does mean, though, it's not the only answer. And it does mean that it doesn't always work because, again, I've proven that because some of these people, you just wouldn't believe, they claim to be spiritual. They claim to be enlightened. They claim to be all types of things. They can claim that all they want. They're not. They're absolutely not. So again, be very careful who you listen to. Don't get led into a cult type situation like I was almost in Maryland with that nutrition person who I was just describing. I would get a new water bottle. I would get one of those expensive water bottles from the store. And, you know, because I don't like to use plastic. I don't like to throw away plastic bottles. I don't even like, you know, if we can do without plastic, that's better. And I got this nice bottle that I was really proud of. And she took one look at it and said, nope, you can't use that. That's going to cause cancer or something like that. Every single thing that I did was going to make me sick, cause cancer, kill me, or something like that. I'm sorry. I just cannot hang around people like that. I just don't do it. Let's hang around with open-minded people, learn from as many people as you can, but be careful. And remember, as much as I respect doctors, they don't know everything. They just don't. So I hope this helps you. I hope at the very least it just gets you thinking about, you know, what people say, how much credence to put into people's opinions and people that think they know everything, people that have the facts, doctors, anybody in the medical profession, people online. Just take in as much knowledge as you possibly can. Do your research. Use your brain. You're blessed with a brain. You can think a lot of these things out on your own. You don't have to just do what somebody tells you to do. You can figure things out on your own as well. That's what I do basically every single day. And I'm here to help you because the things that I spend a lot of my time with and thinking things out and working things out and experimenting even on my own self, I'm happy to report back to you. That's what this podcast is all about. It's not medical advice. I'm very clear on that. I never tell you this is medical advice and you need to do this. What I do tell you, though, it's not medical advice. I'm sharing my story. I'm sharing my life story with you. And you can take bits and pieces and use them as needed. Always check with a healthcare professional. And also, to be safe, please do not use magic mushrooms in an area where it's just not legal. Please be safe and please go use your magic mushrooms in an area where they're legalized or decriminalized or similar, something like that. I want to see you safe. I want to see you feel better. I want to see you well. I want to see you living your best possible life ever. And I truly believe that every single person in our nakama will be able to do this. I honestly do believe this. Remember, in every episode, I've got show notes with some very important links. Links to our private Facebook group. And by the way, if you get into our private Facebook group, it's going to ask you for a passcode, a passphrase. It's simply free pass. That'll get you in. I've got a link to my email address and my email newsletter that we send out a few times a month. It's really good, informative. Anytime something very important comes up, like we just finished a webinar the other day, and it was incredible. We had great attendance, and we're going to try to be doing one webinar per month. So please check that as well. What else do we have? Just some other really important links there. I try to keep things really simple for you guys. I don't want to overburden you, but I want to give you the information that you want. So I really appreciate you supporting this podcast. I got a brand new episode that comes out with brand new material every single Wednesday and every single Friday. It's all free. I don't charge for anything. If you do feel that you need some extra help in there and you want to work one-on-one with our one-on-one program, you're more than welcome to ask me for more information about that. I really feel that the people that want to do that will find it and they will get into the program, and the people that it's not for everybody. But if you're the type that really wants to work one-on-one and really get this thing going into high gear, then you're more than welcome to look into our program and work with us on that. But there's no obligation. You don't have to. You can just listen to the podcast every week and you'll get a ton of information that way for sure. So I just want to thank you again for being here. If you're brand new, if you have not subscribed yet, press that subscribe button. And I always appreciate ratings and reviews on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. If you go into Apple, just even if you don't have Apple, but if you just go into the Apple podcast section and give me a review, that really helps a lot, because I don't think the other platforms allow reviews. They just all allow ratings, and ratings help a lot. So I'm appreciative for any single thing you can do. Hopefully you think it's a 5-star show. And if you do, you can give me a 5-star rating. That means the world to me, Nakama. I really do appreciate it. So I am Dr. Dave. Oh, I'm out of breath. It was a great episode. I think it was a good episode because it was just down and dirty and real. And I just want to share my feelings with you guys. And I want you to do the right thing. So I am Dr. Dave. It's Microdose U. And yes, I do love you. I'll see you next time.